This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what is the greatest philosophy behind worship? So, dear listeners, let me go straight to the point. Submission is the greatest philosophy and responsibility, wisdom behind the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, the commands of Allah and the religious Islamic divine laws have reasons and philosophies behind them. But in all honesty, it is not necessary for us to discover the economic, medical, financial, or scientific reasons for all the divine Islamic laws and commands. It is not necessary. The Muslim must submit, as Muslim means the one who submits to Allah, submits to the order of divine revelation, and it is this spirit of submission and acceptance which truly demonstrates human perfection, as some orders and commands of Allah are meant to test the spirit of submission and servitude. Just like the fasting in 30 days of the holy month of Ramadan, if nothing else, most definitely has a test in the spirit of submission and servitude. Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
One of the most profound statements of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is how to perfect one's faith and one's belief and iman. In one of the beautiful sayings, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says, لا يستكمل عبد حقيقة الإيمان. That means that the person will not come to the level of the reality of faith in its perfection, except if he has these three characteristics. If he has them, then he will come to that level of perfect faith. Number one is at-tafaqquh fid-deen. That means understanding religion properly. The reality is to understand and have tafaqquh. You will find that there are some people who wear hijab, but they know what hijab is properly. There are people, for example, who pray and five times a day, but with concentration, with understanding, they have the depth of religion. So this is the first important thing that a person should have. Number two, he says, husnul taqdeer fil ma'isha. That means the beauty of control in your, for example, livelihood. The beauty of control, that means there should be a beautiful control in your livelihood. What do we mean by that? That means that, you know, when it comes to your expenses, you should control well. You should know where is the money coming from? How is the money coming from? How do I spend? Should I overspend here? Should I, for example, spend less here and so on?
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, dear listeners, another beautiful example of this test of the spirit of submission and servitude is Allah's order to Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, when he had to sacrifice his oldest son, Ishmael. Of course, a very difficult test of submission. And it was Prophet Ibrahim's obedience which has become a sign of perfection in servitude and submission for all times to come. And so in religious commands and divine laws as well, at times the aim is submission to and the acceptance of the divine commands of Allah, and it is an exercise for attracting the worshipped's satisfaction, Allah's satisfaction, as well as mere obedience of the Creator. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, and Imam Sajjad, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, have said, which can be found in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 77, page 402, both Imam Ali and Imam Sajjad have said, O Lord, it is already an enough honor for me that I am your servant.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatur Raghibin, The Beseechers. My God, though my stores for traveling to you are few, my confidence in you has given me a good opinion. Though my sin has made me fear your punishment, my hope has let me feel secure from your vengeance. Though my misdeed has exposed to me to your penalty, my excellent trust has apprised me of your reward. Though heedlessness has put to sleep my readiness to meet you, knowledge has awakened me to your generosity and boons. Though excessive disobedience and rebellion have estranged me from you, the glad tidings of forgiveness and good pleasure have made me feel intimate with you. I ask you, by the splendors of your face and the lights of your holiness, and I implore you by the tenderness of your mercy and the gentleness of your goodness, to verify my opinion in expecting your great generosity and your beautiful favor through nearness to you, proximity with you, and enjoyment of gazing upon you. Here I am, addressing myself to the breezes of your freshness and tenderness, having recourse to the rain of your generosity and gentleness, fleeing from your displeasure to your good pleasure, and from you to you, hoping for the best of what is with you, relying upon your gifts, utterly poor toward your guarding.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is wonderful to have you with us. Now, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, he declares, O God, Ya Allah, my worship is not out of fear of hell or desire for your paradise. Rather, it is because I found you worthy of worship, and thus I worshipped you. This statement of Imam Ali, which can be found in Bihar al-Anwar, volume number 70, page number 186, refers to a very beautiful, intricate, and profound statement. He says that he does not worship Allah out of fear of hell, meaning fear of hell is not the purpose. But then he says, neither do I worship you for your paradise, meaning all those blessings of paradise as well are not the purpose. And then he says, because I found you worthy of worship. What a beautiful and profound level of worship this is. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لا شريك له الله 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 لا إله إلا هو